Blog Talk Radio.
I'm like a shadow in the dark. I can't be seen. Yes, I'm near, but yet so far. I'm all alone. Standing for love.
Segment Bringing Sexy Back. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. That was the OJs. I'll be sweeter today than I was yesterday. I think that's the title of that tune. But if not, it was the OJs. Okay, I have an announcement to make. My computer is acting really crazy, so if you get cut off or whatever happens, it's not me. And I don't think it's Blog Talk, but my computer has really been giving me the blues these last few days. But anyway, we're going to try to have this show today because we have a very special guest this evening, Steve Dedean, who is a sex and relationship coach, and he's very open-minded, very outspoken, and he has no cut cards. So I'm going to bring in my co-host, and then we'll bring in our guest. Good evening, Jadino. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm outstanding and terrific.
Okay. All righty, then. We're going to bring out, I don't see any of my other co-hosts, but we're not going to, you know, we're still going to get the show on the road. So with that being said, we're going to bring in our guest for this evening, Steve Dedean. Good evening, Steve. How are you?
I don't know, I almost orgasmed listening to that song. No, I'm fine. How was going on?
It does take you back now. That's one of my favorites by the OJs, as a matter of fact. I love that song. That's from back way back in the 60s, I think. I think in the 60s or the early 70s when that song came out. Mm. Yeah, and I just love that song. So I can understand if you may have an orgasm. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. So anyway, I see another one of my co-hosts is here, so I'm going to bring her in as well. Good evening, Rhea. How are you, darling?
Good evening. I'm well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We have Jadino, which is our other co-host, and our guest on the line, Steve the Dean.
Hello. Hey, thank you for having me. How y'all doing?
Everybody?
Everybody.
I'm doing good.
Hello. Pleasure to meet you, Governor.
Okay, you ask how I'm doing. I'm too damn cold. I'm sick of the snow, and I'm sick of these Susan Zero Rever.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, you sound like you need
I
a nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuff.
David, please. We get into the double digits, and we get snow. It has been snowing ever since last night at about 7:45.
Oh, I am so sorry to hear that because, we don't have any more snow on the ground, but it has been raining for the last couple of days. But it is, you know, it's kind of cold, but the snow is gone here. So I'm very happy about that. That's all I can say is I'm happy
about
that.
Now we're getting back, and then we drop back down to zero tomorrow. But anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I see another one of my guest co-hosts is on the line. Good evening, Jade. How are you, darling?
I am fine, everybody. This ice storm is killing me.
we're going to get right into it with Steve the Dean. And there were some questions that I wanted to discuss with – well, I had questions to ask, and we could discuss them with the Dean. And if you guys have any questions or anything, feel free at any time to, you know, ask them or to give your comments as well. And any of your listeners out there, if you want to call in and ask Dean any questions, the number is 646-652-2877. And I'm sorry I didn't open the chat room because I'm so afraid that the computer might crash. In any event, Dean, I wanted to ask you, why do men, when they cheat and they get caught, they crying that they're sex, they're addicted to sex, opposed to just, owning up to, well, I cheated, I'm sorry, I was wrong. But the first thing they do, I'm addicted to sex, that's why I was cheating.
Well, the first problem with the question is you're offending men and you're not talking about a man. You're talking about a male.
Male, okay.
Yeah.
You're
male.
You are right about that because real men don't cheat.
Well, a real man is going to tell you what is and not what could be, even if it's something that you don't want to hear. If he feels that the relationship is coming to an end, he's going to let you know. He's not going to just leave you hanging around because it's not really fair for you. Honesty is the best policy for a man. But when you're dealing with these kind of individuals, what they will do is they will try to tap onto your sympathy and your emotion to make you feel bad, to either cry with them or feel sorry for them, so they can take you back. It's just like an abuser, someone that hits a woman, you know, these males that hits a woman, you know, beats up women or some crazy stuff. They will, you know, apologize and say, well, it's your fault. They'll blame that individual for their actions. Or, like you said before, they'll look for something to throw on the wall for it to stick. So, unfortunately, it's hard to answer a question from a male's perspective because I'm not one, but I'll wing it because I slept in a Holiday Inn. So I think that the reason they do what they do, again, is because they're not man enough to accept the blowback of getting caught.
Yeah, because and then as far as being addicted to sex, sex addiction is really, in their mind. And as far as I've learned about being addicted to sex, I'm not saying that I'm addicted to sex, but I know a guy who wrote a book on the ugly side of sex, and it was about a guy who was a sex addict. And the things that he did, I know Tiger Woods wouldn't do, and he had claimed to have been addicted to sex. Eric Benet wouldn't do, you know, because of the simple fact, it's almost like, you know, when you're an alcoholic, you drink, you have your favorite drink, but you don't have your favorite drink, you're going to drink anything as long as you're drinking to get drunk or get high or get that monkey off your back or whatever it is. So, you know, after reading that book and then, you know, reading a little bit up on being a sex addict, It's just, you know, men, well, the males who cry that as an excuse, you know, why they cheated. You know, like you said, opposed to manning up and saying, well, I cheated, I'm sorry, you know, for whatever reason. But that's just like using a scapegoat.
Well, that's the problem. But see, there's a problem in that because there's no really such thing as a sex addiction because there's really no sex addiction cure. What, do they let you watch porn, you get hard, and they smack your dick with a ruler or something? The thing about sex addiction is that that's
a ruler.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, how do you break somebody from so-called the made-up thing
right.
of sex addiction? See, the thing that people, what I call who live in the world of the Matrix here, they have forgotten what we were brought here to do as men. And when they see somebody who is doing what he should be doing naturally, sleeping with women until he gets tired of sleeping with them, they want to pin a tag on it, and then they want to say, well, I didn't mean to fuck Joanne and Janice, and I'm going to go get help. I'm gonna turn myself into a sex clinic, whatever the fuck that is, right? The thing is, there is really no sex addiction. He is just being what he was brought here to do, and that is procreate. That's what we do. If you take away Facebook and TV and the fire, the electricity, this is what I'm saying. I watch a show called Revolution. Let the lights go out. Let the lights go out, and you will see a whole lot of sex-addicted motherfuckers running around because that is our nature.
Okay, then what about the ones who don't indulge in sex like that?
Something wrong with them.
Huh, is something wrong with them?
Well, it's not that they don't want to indulge because every time they see you women, you're naked to them anyway. It's the fact they just don't know how to have sex. So what they do is they will, quote unquote, take a sheep's clothing. They'll go find a sheep and shear it, and they'll stitch it up, and they'll put on that nice little sheep wool outfit and try to backdoor you into giving them ass by being your best friend, your gay best friend, the guy that, you know, y'all take bubble baths with your clothes on or whatever he can do to get close to you, he's going to do it because he's waiting for the sun, the moon, and the stars to line up, and you see him as, oh, my God, you were here all along type thing. He just doesn't know how to get it because if he could get it, he would get it, unless you're unattractive or he's gay. Outside of that, he would, or if he's faithful to his woman, those three things.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying, there's no such thing as being addicted to sex.
I still, when you said that, it's like you were speaking Klingon. You're like, nish nok nok nish nik. I'm like, what the hell is, what is a, what is that? That sounds like a scary word or sounds like a word when you're having sex. What is it, a safe word? It sounds like a stranger that's driving by one of those like square vans. You know, it's a scary word. What the fuck is that? I've never heard of that before. I mean,
okay,
I've heard of it, but I never understood the meaning of it.
Okay, so if that's the case, there's no such thing as a nymphomaniac.
No, it's just a person that enjoys sex. See, you've got to understand, it's kind of like Richard Sherman situation a few weeks ago. You tag him with a word, and if he believes in that word, he becomes the word you give him. You know, they call him a thug. And I'm not saying he believed he was a thug. It was just America believed he was a thug.
Right.
So sex addiction or nymphomania. Well, guess what? I'm a whore. I am proud to say that I was a whore. I was a nymphomaniac and a sex-addicted person because I like ass. I just couldn't let a beautiful woman walk past me and not try to get that ass. So I guess I'm one of those things then.
So it's basically a play on words then, you know, something that they just wanted to give to a person who, quote unquote, overindulges in sex, something that is normal for them to do.
It was created by a man who tried to please a woman who was getting fucked by some guy she was mad at. That's probably where it came from. It probably, she's like, I don't understand. You know, can I have some ice cream and we can talk about this? All he does is come over at 11:30 and have sex with me, and he pulls my hair, smacks my ass. Oh, my God. And then he's like, well, he's, yeah, it sounds like a nymphomaniac. Yeah, he's a nymphomaniac. That's it, yeah. I mean, that's where it seems like it how it happened. And he coined the phrase, and he's the guy that, you know, wants to save the whales and save the trees as well. I don't understand that shit.
Okay, so we were put here to procreate. I know that. But I know also, well, I feel that there's a time for us to do that. And the reason why I say that is because me being a woman, I speak this from a woman's perspective.
Of course.
There are certain times in the month, and I think it's generally 3 days before your cycle and 3 days after your cycle that you get horny, that you want to have sex. And I think those are the times when you're supposed to have sex, opposed to just screwing to be screwing.
Y'all are giving ass up like Halloween candy. So, I mean, that's a good window, but for the normal woman, she's like, fuck that window. I just want some dick. So, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it sounds good. It sounds good, but we don't play by those rules. Those rules are, those rules were probably around when Moses was around or something. You know, he probably edged that on a little stone that fell and broke or something. You're only supposed to have sex when you're horny 3 days before and 3 days after, and then the stone probably broke, and he's like, fuck it, just do whatever y'all want.
And also, speaking on that, also it was, these are just things that I've heard, you know, through the years, that sex really wasn't for us to enjoy. It was basically for us to procreate. I'm serious. These are things that I heard, and I'm glad that we're having this conversation, you know, to clear these things up, you know, whether they be right or wrong. It's just something that, you know, I feel that, you know, need to be brought to the forefront, because people actually believe some of the things that they heard, you know, and I have questions in my mind that are still rolling around as questionable, you know, but I can understand where, you know, they say that it wasn't supposed to be enjoyable if it's just for us to procreate. I can understand that. And then possibly it got to the point where it was being enjoyable to people. Then they took that next step and, we're going to do it tonight. We're going to do it tomorrow night. We're just going to do it till we, you know, just to make us feel good. And that's that.
Well, they've done what I call sheep herd a lot of the sheep. You know, people have been enjoying sex for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden they figure, you know what, we've got to at least try to control as many as we can. So let's go ahead and say that if you're enjoying sex and you're having sex outside of marriage, that is going to be a sin. And you don't want to be a sinner, because we don't allow sinners into our heavenly pearly gates.
Mm-hmm.
And even with that being said, people are still breaking the rules. See, I don't mind women fucking. That's what they do. Just don't bring in religion, or don't say you're living by this religion when you are doing the total opposite. It's not about what people say. It's about their behaviors, and that's what I teach my clients. It's not about what you say, because you can say you're Superman if you want to. You can say you're a great woman. You can say whatever you want with 13 degrees, whatever, right?
Right.
But if your behaviors, you're saying you're a great woman, half your ass is hanging out, you got 10 kids from 11 different fathers or some shit like that, you know, you saying something, I'm not going to believe that. So, but I think that a lot of people, see, what's happened to a lot of people is that the media, TV, movies, everybody, it's like somebody writes a memo. I won't say the man, but somebody seems like they write a memo, and then every TV station gets it, and then they try to give it to you and force-feed you. Like, let me give you for instance. Last week, what did we all hear? Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback. If he wins the Super Bowl, he's the greatest quarterback. You could not turn one sports show on that everybody was saying the same thing. And that's what I'm talking about. It's something that's happening beyond us if you see it from a different point of view, that the masses are being controlled by the media, by the thing that they love most, their iPods, Facebook, Twitter, what have you, the news, whatever. They're telling you what you can and can't be, because they want to keep you contained and controlled. I'm not trying to get deep on that, but I'm just saying that
right.
when they want to make you feel bad about enjoying sex, they'll do it. Oh, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm. That is true, because society does play a big part in molding people the way that they want to mold them or try to contain them, like you said.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because all these different commercials, they have sexy women doing this and doing that for a car, or, you know, doing this and doing that for shoes. And, you know, it's always sex always plays something in these commercials, but yet and still they don't want you to, you know, have sex. They don't want you to do this. They don't want you to do that. But they're throwing it in your face 24/7, all day, all night, on television, even the songs. So, you know, that's, I understand.
Do you know what they're doing now? You know the one they're doing right now? The new thing they're doing right now is they're trying to make a woman's pussy the best thing in the world by making guys feel like if you don't buy her a diamond or some flowers or that beautiful teddy bear, you're not going to get any ass and you'll be in the doghouse, because every special woman needs that diamond from the bears. There's nothing that says love like a diamond. And then the question is, what do they show for men? Nothing. They just say, look, get her this and you'll get some ass. That's what it's about right now. That's the Matrix.
Wow. Well, they you know, they can do that. They got it set up like that, you know, and people are just falling into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to be very careful in what you eat and how you digest it and how it's digested, you know. So you're letting them feed you that way and you're eating it up, then you're going to be subjected to it.
I have a question.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. If a man, I call them passive men, is trying to be a better man and trying to be the alpha male, trying to get women, like, you know, he's sitting back watching men like you get different kind of women, and now he's trying to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
How do you coach them to be that strength, if you will?
Well, the first thing you got to tell them, there is no try, there's only do or not do, like Yoda have always said. The second thing is you got to be able to humble yourself. That's one of the key things, because I had to do that myself with my mentor. You have to humble yourself to a point where you can ask questions, but you don't question the advice.
Right.
Like, for instance, right. If you were a lawyer, or no, you were a cook. Let's say you were a cook. You were a five-star cook, or a cook in a five-star restaurant. You were like the best of the best. And I came to you and I said, look, I burn rice. My eggs come out runny and messy. I just can't do it. And then you come to, and you say, well, and you're trying to show me how to bake something. You're like, okay, all you need is sugar, flour, and eggs to make this. And here is when you ask a question because you don't understand something. You might say, well, is there a certain kind of flour? Or is there a certain kind of egg? Does it matter what kind of eggs I need? That's when you ask questions. But when you question somebody that you're trying to seek advice from who has what you want, why do I use the flour? Why not use salt instead of sugar? Why do I have to do this? And then you're unteachable. See, that's the difference. See, that's the thing that separates. That's when clients come in. You have to be teachable. That means you have to humble yourself to say, you know what, you have what I want. The only way I can get it is shut the fuck up and just follow the playbook. You've already set everything in stone. You've already done all the hard work. All I got to do is do the steps. And even though, because one thing I've always said, the alpha mind, well, the human mind ends where the alpha begins. If you can't think like us, you're not going to understand our language, so to speak. So when
right.
we tell you or say things to you, it's going to be kind of hard to comprehend, just like learning a foreign language for the first time. you know, someone talks French to you. Bonjour, je m'appelle Yolo, je suis, you know, just talking French to you. You're going to be like, what? Huh? You've got to learn the language. Then once you can learn the language, then you'll be able to decipher and break down. And that takes a humbling individual.
And do you ever have someone that you realize this person is not going to work? He's not teachable.
Absolutely. I always tell my clients that we have everything you need. We cover every base, every spot from fixing your house to going on your first date to how to eat pussy, how to fuck, how to talk dirty, how to have conversations, how to build yourself up as a man, how to demand respect. I mean, we have everything under the sun. That's one thing I wanted to make sure, that we are a one-stop shop for everything you need. Now, some people, what they do is they will bring in to my house a cup of rotten milk. And then they will try to pour that rotten milk of that bad advice in my good, clean, moo cow fuck milk. You know what I mean? And then it doesn't work. And that's what I always tell guys. You've got to unplug yourself, and all that shit you learned, get it out. And the reason I say that is because one of the philosophies I've always had is, if I asked you or any of you ladies that I want the greatest car, just, you know, I want the best car in the world, and you two set out around the world to find the best parts of every car. Maybe the Ford had the best engine. Maybe the Bugatti or whatever had the best alternator. You went to every car and grabbed the best part, and you put all those parts together. Do you think that car would run?
Nope.
Because all the parts don't fit. And that's why I tell these guys, I am showing you how to be not me, but to be a better you. But if you're taking other parts from other people and you're trying to mix those in with what I'm showing you, you're going to fail. I will tell you that before you get to the door. Whenever you do it, you will fail. And I've had guys that have failed and they admit, I've done this or I thought that. And I ask them a question, why are you thinking? Well, I mean, you thinking is the reason why you're fucking up, because if I'm telling you to walk up and talk to 5 women a day, follow the playbook. Don't talk to one. Don't talk to one day and 3 the next day and then say, well, it's not working, because you're not following the playbook, because you think that, why am I doing this? And that's when you, again, goes back to you questioning what I'm trying to show you instead of asking questions because you don't understand.
So it's all about following directions and listening with your ears and keeping your mouth shut.
A, B, C, D, not A, Z, Q, 1, 4, square. That's what they do. Hey, look, A, B, C, D. That's it. Hey, look, it's so, ladies, it's so simple, they complicate it. That's how bad it is. It is so
I noticed that that happened in a show you were doing, you were facilitating tonight, where a guy did call in and say, at first he was like,
skeptical.
He didn't believe you.
Yes.
He didn't, you know, and I guess what happened was, in his experience, it didn't work. He kept trying it his way, and finally he was like, wait a second, let me see what this man is about.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I want him to be skeptical. That's the thing. I don't want you to believe me. Don't believe me. What I want you to do is go on the website and listen to the testimonials of the lives I've changed. Don't believe me. Listen to them. Okay, because, look, my shit is ironclad perfect. I can show you how to get ass if you want ass. I can show you how to get a wife if you want a wife. You want threesomes, I can show you that. If you want to be a man, I can show you that. I can show you how to eat pussy, goddammit. I can show you how to fuck. Like on an early show we talked about, how the guy called in, how he finally learned how to fuck. Because a lot of people are still stuck in Miss Crabtree's fifth grade class. You know, this is a dick, and this is a penis, and this is a vagina, you know, all that bullshit. I'm teaching you the fucking vultures and hornets. It's time to get out of school and start to get some of that ass. That's what I'm trying to show these guys.
Okay. Now, you say you teach, you only deal with males, though, men, right?
I cannot, only men. Women will not listen. Emotions plus attention doesn't work. Will not work.
Have you ever worked
you
with
gotta,
women?
You've got to have some women that
and with, ladies, I have. Ladies, I tell you to do two things. I tell you, ladies, to cut all your male friends off and stay off of Facebook unless you have a business. And they want to fight me tooth and nail. I can't do it. Why do I need to get rid of my friend? He was my friend since I've known him. I'm on period, and I can't believe you would say something like all that bullshit. Look, I just told you, get rid of your male friends. Now, if you want to know why, I can tell you, but you're fighting me against the grain. Mm-hmm. Stay off of Facebook. Learn some traditional things. Get off the phone. Learn how to cook and sew. Learn how to shut the fuck up and not tell me about your million degrees. Why would you say that? I have my degrees at some point. Never mind. I quit. Never mind. I quit. That's how it works. I'm telling you.
So you have
know, here's the best one. Well, he's an asshole and he's a jerk. He treats me bad. Well, leave him. Well, why would I want to leave him? I think I can make him better. And look, leave him. He doesn't care about you. Well, but he said he doesn't care about you. But that's why I don't do it.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't fucking listen.
But you don't. Do you agree that there are men that don't listen either?
Yes. And, well, they're unteachable. And I tell, look, some guys will take people's money just to take their money. I don't want to take your money. I don't want you to waste your money. If you don't have what it takes to do, look, if you can't talk to five women a day, that's as simple as I say. Look, I tell the guys to start off. This is just the start off. Look, guys, this is the equivalent of the Super Bowl. And what I'm saying is the team has not even flown to the stadium yet. They not even get out the bed yet. This is the bottom basic thing. If you cannot do this, I cannot help you. All I tell these guys, if you see a woman that you want to fuck, and the key word is fuck, not friends, but want to fuck, all I want you to do is say hi to her. That's it. Matter of fact, not only say hi to her, but I'm going to also equip you with the three things that a woman can say, the worst thing that she can say. She can say, no, I have a boyfriend, and get the fuck out of my face. That's the worst thing. And I'm giving you that's it. You're already equipped. So you already know that there's a possibility that she can say those three things. And all I want you to do is say hi. I don't want you to conversate. I don't want you to do anything. All I want you to do is just five women a day. You run into them five women damn near in five fucking seconds. Just say hi. If you can't do that, I can't help you. Because the end game of having her face in a pillow and her ass in the air starts with you saying hi. And if you can't do that, I can't help you.
So what follows that hi?
Well, what follows the high, is very simple, is that what I want them to learn is what I was taught, the skill of hello. And a lot of people don't realize that's a skill. You can't show a woman any fear. You got to show her like you've been there before. You have to show her like, it's just like driving a car. When we were all small, we saw that big wheel and all those buttons. We were like, what the fuck is this shit? But with a little bit of repetition and keep doing it and doing it, now I bet you can listen to the radio, talk on the phone, do your makeup, drive with one knee, adjust the windshield, and roll the window down after a while because you know what you're doing. And it's the same thing I tell guys, five women a day, 35 women a week. Then out of those women, now something strange is going to happen, and this is the next step. One day you're going to walk up to a woman and you're going to say hi to her, and she's going to stop what she's doing. And at that moment, this is the next phase. The next phase I tell them is what I call the Mission Impossible phase. I always tell them women have places to go. Y'all are always going places from A to B. Now, you will take a second out of your schedule to give a guy an opportunity to either talk himself out the pussy or bring him closer to the pussy. You give him that opportunity if you find him interesting. Because, you know, a lot of guys don't introduce themselves to you anyway. So what I tell these guys is one thing you want to do is get business cards, number one. Because I tell my guys never to accept a woman's number ever. You don't do it. And why you don't do it? Because a lot of women deal with assholes like me. And a bunch of assholes like me tell a woman, I don't give a fuck. You go do what the fuck you want to do. And they feel shitty about themselves. So what they'll do is they'll go out to the Matrix and they'll get a bunch of suckers out there that will run behind them, call them, and make them feel good about themselves. And I simplify for my guys. If she's not interested in you, because women love dick. I don't know. They didn't get that memo. But if she's interested in you, she's going to call you. And I take that back to the 1900s or the 1800s when women used to have handkerchiefs. When a woman saw a guy that she was interested in, she'd drop a fucking handkerchief near him, right? He'd pick it up right. And it'd start courtship. It's no different. So what I'm telling guys is you give her your number. And if she's interested in you, like the handkerchief, she's going to make that first move, and then you take over as a man. So that's one thing I tell them. But that's just the card part. The second part is if she stops, the first thing you do, and this is what men don't do, is they don't shake the woman's hand and introduce themselves. Because I believe sex starts when you first meet. I need to make contact with you. And that little space between us is the friend zone. Most guys will walk up to you, hey, how you doing, and talk, and there's a gap between you. I want you to touch that woman. Shake her hand. Introduce yourself. Be professional about it. And then the next phase is the Mission Impossible, in and out. Be courteous. Say, you know what, you know, I don't mean to be rude. I know you have somewhere to go, which is true. She has somewhere to go, and say, you know what, you know, I would like to take you out for coffee or tea. No dinners. That's another thing. No dinners. Coffee and tea. That's all she deserves right now because she has not shown that she's worth more than coffee and tea. So you offer that to her and say, if you have a chance, here's my card. Give me a call sometime. It was nice meeting you. Let her go and move on to the next one. So I simplify that. Then the next phase is when they start buying the products where we have the conversation classes, the types of women, the dirty talk, and so many other things. Then it gets into some deeper stuff. But I give them some basic stuff to show them that if they just follow A, B, C, and D, they will start to get results. And what I tell them is 5 a day, 35 a week, and that's 140 a month. And if you get 10 women out of that 140, that's 120 a year. The numbers don't lie. But it starts with you saying hello. Because there's so many women, I'm sure you ladies understand this, you're walking by, you're like, God damn, look at that fine-ass man. God damn it, say something to me. Say something to me. God damn it, say something. God damn, I want that dick. Ooh, that big-ass dick. Ooh, that mandingo. God damn, I'm going to fuck the shit out of him. Say something. God damn it, he ain't say shit to me. Fuck. And you walk by, and you be thinking, damn, I wish that motherfucker would have said something. I would have fucked the shit out of him. Well, what I'm trying to tell my guys is that's what y'all think sometimes. Y'all want the guy to speak to you. To start things off. Some of you women, you know, some of you bold enough to start things off, but some of you want to keep the traditional thing of a man walking up and introducing himself to you.
Well, myself, if I see a guy that I like, I will introduce myself to him because there's no telling he may be waiting for me to do that.
Yeah,
but if he's not, he'll let me know.
Yeah. A man waiting is the equivalent of a lion waiting to eat a clipped zebra on the fucking Serengeti. I don't understand how that shit works. Hey, excuse me, zebra. Hey, excuse me. Is it okay if I eat you now, zebra? I mean, what kind of bullshit is that? That's what I keep telling guys. I go back to nature. A lion doesn't Facebook. A lion doesn't tweet or Twitter and all the other shit. A lion is a fucking lion. He hunts. He fucks and he sleeps. That's what he does. It's nature.
But what about the guy who feels like, you know, he don't want to be rejected? You know, because people who don't like rejection, they clam up.
Right. And I tell people all the time, rejection is my best friend. I sleep with rejection. I take showers with rejection. We get rejected every day, and sometimes we don't realize it. How many times have we gone to McDonald's? We want a strawberry shake. They say the shake machine is not working. What do? You either leave or you find something else. But but the problem is that these men don't realize the value they have as a man, and they put all the value into you women. Thus, they become women, and they become scared and nervous and worried. I mean, you're a fucking stranger. I don't know anything about – why would I give you that kind of power over me? I don't know anything about you, nothing. And yet I'm going to give you my respect just because you look good? Man, get the fuck out of here. Shit.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with Steve the Dean.
Hi, I'm Gail Delicious Johnson. I'm more than just a radio personality. I'm also a best-selling author of 5 published books, publisher, ghostwriter, poet, and a speaker. My latest book, a fast-paced, action-packed, drama-filled novel titled Back to Zero, is available. You can order your autographed copies of Back to Zero and any of my books from my website at www.deliciousbooks.webs.com/apps/webstore/. If you're looking to have your dreams come true in a book, look no further. I am the founder and owner of my own independent publishing company, JJ Publishing. JJ Publishing offers service to fit the new or seasoned author's budget. There are no hidden fees. I display a professional business attitude towards my client while treating them with dignity and respect. My mission is to make the first-time author as well as the seasoned author's use of JJ Publishing services a most beneficial and memorable experience. Back to Zero is selling out fast. Don't be left out. Go to my website. Again, that address is www.deliciousbooks.webs.com/APPS/WEBSTORE/. After you make your purchase, check out my website. I thank you all in advance.
We kind of like it a little bit, and it very simply states, I know that we've all turned it over. When said it's best to forget, and we'll leave all memories behind us. Yes, it's better in death and yet. So share the song of two empty lives when that moment.
One lovely one, easy.
Alrighty then, welcome back. That was Gladys Knight and the Pips, a sad song. That song was making me feel sad.
Oh,
anyway.
My God. The reason it made me sad is I remember she had her face in the pillow and her ass in the air, and I just was crying on that onion booty. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're supposed to say something else. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Anywho, we're back with our special guest this evening, Steve Dedean. He's a sex and relationship coach. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to lay on Dean, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. And we're discussing a lot of things right now right here, so we're going to get right back into the discussion with Steve Dedean. Okay, so now let's talk about when you're in a relationship, and you take a break from your significant other. You know, you just go on a break, and I can't understand for the life of
you. You mean a break to fuck?
Right. You go on a break, and you get another woman pregnant, and then you come back to me and thinking everything is hunky. What is that all about?
Because he's tired of fucking you. He's tired of your boring routines or your nagging or your bitching or something that you... It's something. Look, I'm not here to place blame on the woman.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is either he never wanted anything serious from you,
mm-hmm.
or there's something that you're driving him towards another woman. Something is going on. So there's a problem somewhere in there. And I'm saying that if he takes that break, that should be, and this is another advice I'm sure you women won't listen, it should be it. As a man, I teach my guys that all the time. You fuck up, we're done. Allow me to unring this bell.
Right, because I was getting ready to ask a question behind that. I want to piggyback off of that question,
okay.
What you're saying, but go ahead.
Okay, allow me to unring this. What I teach my guys is this, and I would teach you ladies the same thing if y'all fucking listen. The thing is that I teach my guys who are beginning a relationship, because relationships is broken up. We break relationships up into different things. I teach my guys meeting and dating is a relationship. Then there's the relationship phase. Then there's living together phase, engagement phase, and married phase. And every one you need to have a powwow. But when you're starting off or whatever, you need to draw a line in the sand and set some rules to this thing. And the number one rule is I live a drama-free, no tolerance life. That means I'm not going to treat you, I'm going to treat you the way I want to be treated. If you yell at me, scream at me, try to treat me like my mother or hit me, do anything out of order, we're done. That's it. It's that simple. We're done. We're finished. And that's the same for you women. I would say for you ladies as well. If you're with a guy and you lay that and tell that guy that, but you got to live by that, but it's hard to do that when emotions kind of drive your behavior and shit. But not all, some. But anyway, but what I'm saying is if that man wants to take a quote-unquote break, that is a break that will never be fixed, not even with crazy glue. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
Take your break and go on. You can't come back because you had the best. Look, you had the Willy Wonka golden ticket. You just didn't cash that motherfucker in. Now I'm going to repackage that motherfucker up and put them candy bars back on the block and see who gets lucky enough to get me. But see, that's the mindset I teach my guys. So that's, I had to say that before, so.
Okay, Jay, you had a question for him?
No, he answered a little bit of it, so I'm gonna go back to him.
Right, because
let me ask this though. Why is it that fellas think that when they cheat, I'm just curious here, so I just want to know, especially from your standpoint, Steve, why is it that men, when they cheat and they do want to come back to the woman, they expect her to forgive him. Let him come back. But if she did it, oh, you done. You're so done.
Right.
You let somebody,
and you're the worst person in the world.
Well, yeah, yes. And, well, here's the thing with a lot of guys that you need to learn about men. And it's something that you women do, and it's something men do. Y'all both do it, so I can't just put it on one. Sometimes you make false threats. If you do this one more time, or if you do that one more time, we're done. And then they do it the one time, and you're like, oh, why did you do that? And he's like, baby, I'm sorry. No, oh, I forgive you. And then he's taking his head, oh, I got this bitch. I get it now. Now I can go and cheat and do whatever the fuck. She's going to make these false threats. I won't call them threats. False promises. And the man understands what she's saying, but he doesn't overstand what she's saying. Because if he overstands what she's saying, then he knows, man, if I get caught, man, I'm just going to grab my motherfucking bag and get the fuck on out. It's a wrap. Man, ain't nothing I can do because we're done. I fucked up, dropped the ball. But when you understand, false promise. Shit. Hey, tell his boys, man, I'm just going to sleep on your couch and shit, man. She going to miss his dick a little bit and get a little lonely and shit. You know, put on some of them sad songs, some of them Gladys Knight and the Pips. Oh, sorry, goodbye. You know, she going to be singing to that shit, and she going to want me back, so I'm going to go over there and fuck her, and we'll get into the same routine, and everything will be good for a few weeks, and then I'll go fuck again, and she'll catch me, and we'll keep eating. That's how it works. Because as women, you don't have these men overstanding. See, that we're so busy trying to understand shit, nobody trying to overstand shit. But I make damn sure that my guys make women overstand. And that goes with, you're going to understand, overstand that if you do anything, I will give you a warning because I'm that kind of motherfucker. But one more time and we're done. Because maybe you don't understand what you're doing. Because, you know, some women like to raise their voice thinking that yelling at somebody is really going to get their point across. And they've been through so many relationships with so many weak-ass men, that's all they've been doing is yelling. So in a case where I tell her to overstand what's going on and she yells at me, I will tell her, don't you ever raise your voice like that again. And if you do that, we're done. Do we understand?
Now, is that with the understanding that you also are not going to be raising your voice because you do not like
as a man, you don't need to raise your voice. You treat people the way you want to be treated. My job is to grab that ass and make you feel like a motherfucking lady. I'll make you feel good. I want to have fun. That's why I say drama free. We can talk, have conversation, have dialogue. We can do all that, but we don't have to be at each other's throats. We have to have, if we're going, say, for instance, Jade and I, we just met, and we're going from the meeting and dating phase where you're allowed to have male friends. You're allowed to do all that shit because right now we're just in that phase. But if we take it to a relationship phase, I'm going to sit you down and I'm going to say, this is what's up. You're going to tell me what's up and I'm going to tell you what's up. And if our what's ups do not line up, you are going to either fall back or I'm done with you. You cannot go past go, which means if we're going to get a relationship, there is no male friends. You're probably like, well, why can I have him? I've known Marcus. And you touch your chest when you say that shit. I've known Marcus for so long. I'm like, well, what can Marcus give you that I can't? And then you sit there and look at me like I'm a fool. You can't answer that question. Because if Marcus can give you something that I can't, maybe you need to be with fucking Marcus. But I tell you this much, I'm not going to have any female. I've never had a female friend in my life anyway. I don't even know how the fuck that shit works. But you never have to worry about me having female friends because I never had one. Well, I have one now because I have a wife, but outside of that, never had one. So I expect you to respect my wishes as well. And if you have a problem with it, you have every right to have a problem with it. But I'm just letting you know we can't move on because that's not happening in my motherfucking house. So if you don't like it, we'll just fall back to fucking and we just keep it moving. Simple, easy.
So the boundaries is that – your wife, and she cannot have female male friends, and you never have female friends. why you never had female friends even before you got married? You never had female friends?
No, never. Let me explain that. Matter of fact, the thing that's so great about my wife is that she's more traditional. She doesn't believe men and women should be hanging out because she knows what men really want from women. So I never had to say anything to her. She already came like that. She didn't have no friends. But for myself, I've never had a woman friend. I have, like, for instance, if I was single, Jade would be what I call an associate because I can talk to Jade on a professional level that doesn't include fucking and me telling her how sexy her ass is and all other shit. But I have never – if you look good, we can't be friends. Look, I would be lying to you if I told you I wouldn't be your friend. I'm not. I'm telling you, I want to be your friend. I'm looking dead at your titties. We can be friends. Yeah, I won't be your friend. No, it doesn't work because I am a. Remember, I'm a nymphomaniac or whatever the word the guy created. That's what I am, and there's no way I can be friends with something sexy. There's just no. There's no. It can't work because my dick would. My dick would be mad at me if I did it wrong. If I did that one time. Let me tell you, I did that one time. I went to the mall. This was in high school because I was fucking so much. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a break. And today is going to be the day I'm going to go to the Cinnabon place. And when I was in Landover Mall, when it was a mall back then, went to Landover Mall, went to the Cinnabon place, got me a Cinnabon, sat down in the middle of the mall, minding my own business, eat my tasty Cinnabon. And this fuck God. I don't know, she was mixed, this black, she was just, whew, goddamn, walks right past me, looks at me, smiles, gives me all the signals, and you know what I did? Try to be like you motherfuckers out there. Let her walk on by. And that day, something deep inside of me came out and said, you pussy. And I never did it again. And I've never, ever, any woman that I meet, I'm trying to fuck you if I meet you. I can't be your friend because I'm not thinking about friendship. I'm thinking about ways of getting that ass, like most men do, but they won't admit that.
Well, I have a male friend that we've been friends. No, listen. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm not going to say that I never wanted to have sex with him. I'm not going to lie like that because I did. We've been friends for over 20 years, and you know, I thought maybe that it was going to turn into something more than just us being friends, but it hasn't, and I'm glad that it didn't because looking back, you know, we're still friends, and looking back on that, I could see if we had had sex, it would have destroyed our friendship. That's how I feel about it.
Well,
he never really tried to.
can I tell you the truth now?
Yeah.
Allow me to tell you the truth, and I would treat this is just daddy advice. The first thing I would tell you, the only guy that loves you is daddy. Number one. Number two is that the reason that I only have male friends is because the reason I have male friends is because I'm not attracted to them. That's why they're my friends. Because because I don't look at my male friends and be like, damn, John looks pretty hot today. You know, I don't do that. So they are truly my friends. If there is an ounce of attraction, an ounce, as in he's cute or she's pretty, she's got a nice ass, like, if there's an ounce of that, that's the little cancer that will blow up. There's a great show on MTV that's called The Friend Zone. Y'all ladies need to watch that shit because it's about people who are quote-unquote friends, and then one person wants to take it to the next level because they become attracted to them. It's not a friendship if you're attracted to that person. It's somebody you want to fuck. And what I want you to do, but again, you won't do it, but I would like for you to try, and you know what I'm about to say. Take
give
the
him
test.
Up? What,
No. Take the test. Tomorrow.
What test? Oh, okay.
I want you to call him up, and I want you to tell him, you know what, whatever his name is, is there something that, can I tell you something? He's like, yeah, sure. Well, you know what, I want to fuck you. I want to have one night with you. One night with you. Nobody needs to know. Wherever you want to do it, just one time. I just want to know how that dick feels inside of me. Now, if he's a friend, he's going to say no.
Well, you know
unless,
what? I told you.
Unless
go
he's
on.
Gay or finds you unattractive or he's really into a woman, he's going to say no. But 9 times out of 10, he's going to sit there and say, man, you need to stop bullshit. Stop joking. And you'll be thinking, man, is she really serious about this shit? Okay, let's fuck. And you will learn a hard lesson that guy that you thought was your friend really wants to fuck you. He just doesn't know how. But a lot of women won't take that test. Some women have taken the test, and they called to the show, and they explained that they've had friends for years, and they took the test only to find out that guy wanted to fuck them all along, and it just mm-hmm. shattered their whole world.
Well, see, we already had the conversation.
So wait. You had the conversation. So who wanted to fuck who?
I wanted to have sex with him, and he told me.
So how's he your friend?
Well, this I'm telling you, we're friends. It started off. You know, I really wanted to be with him. This is how it started off. I wanted to be with him. So we would like. You know, we would kiss, but we never, you know, had sex or anything like that.
Mm.
So then I had, you know, told him, well, I had asked him, I said, could we ever, you know, be in a relationship? And he said, no, because I like you like this. You know, I don't think we need to be in a relationship.
Jade?
Yeah.
Can you play in a C minor, please, the violin? Because it's some bullshit. Please, just in a C minor, a light tone, please, baritone, if you can. Because it's some bullshit. Because there was no friendship. You try to create one. Now, and I give you credit, but see, you wanted a dick. That's not a friendship.
I'm not going to lie, I did.
Well, then how can you say y'all were friends?
No, that's how it started off, and we ended up just being friends.
It started off with me.
In
other words, it started intentional. It started innocent. It started innocent. That's
sure, like all
it
things.
I wanted to really, you know, have sex.
Yeah, to be honest, you wanted the dick. You
right, that's how it
dick.
Started.
Right.
But
so
then it ended
there's
up.
There's no friendship. There's
well,
no friendship.
I'm saying
and,
it ended
and I would
up.
Have to.
We ended
why,
up
did he
being
wait, wait,
friends
wait,
because
wait,
I never...
Is, he's not gay, is he? He's not gay, is he?
No.
Was he in a relationship at the time?
No.
Okay, Jay, please put the violin down and pick up that rifle over there. Just shoot me in the back of the head. Right up with Dubai, got it, and get this over with. Because this is the shit I'm talking about. I really
right,
believe... Look,
right.
out of two things that happened
see,
in my life...
This is the thing. No, it was...
Yes.
Let me say this before you go
yes.
any further. It was like this. We was like... Because, well, we worked together for one thing. We worked together. And he was like always doing things for me, you know, buying me lunch, giving me money, doing this, doing that. You know, so I just basically took it upon myself of wanting to be in a relationship with him. And he
okay,
basically was just being a friend to me.
Okay. Jade, chlorophyll first, put that over my face and just get that shit over with. I think I'm living, if this is hell, I'm living in it. I must have died. I think I died in some pussy or something, and I'm stuck here in this vortex where men don't want to be men. I mean, what the fuck? A beautiful woman trying to throw the pussy on you, and all you want to do is say, no, I just want to keep our friendship the way it is. Really? That's what's in the streets?
I thought that was interesting, Mr. Licious, only because normally, if you hear the story, normally it's the ladies that's saying that. No, I just want to, you know, because I've had that issue, and that's what I was saying. Like, no, we're just friends, and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Does he listen to the Village People? I mean,
well,
does he watch Richard Simmons?
Maybe it's because I was being so aggressive, and some men don't like aggressive women.
But, okay. But that
but
is,
if I
see,
want something, I'm going to go for it.
And but see, like I told you earlier today, you're cut from a different cloth, and I can respect you for what you're saying, but the problem is that these guys cannot handle a woman like you because your aggressiveness will scare the fuck out of them because they're not men. Look, this motherfucker is fell into the pussy, right? What did he do? He did all this cakey bullshit for you, right? He opened the door for you. He was a great listener. Y'all go to lunch all the time, and you just run your mouth like, oh, yeah, I understand. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you just started growing attached. He's like, oh, my God, he listens to me. He listens to me. He doesn't want sex from me. Wow.
I'm going to give you some of this. You want some? Oh, no.
Of course, because his male friend is in the closet or sleeping in the bed or something, because there's no way that you dangling ass in front of a man, whatever. I guess. Hey, look, I guess. Jay, just fucking slip my throat, get this shit over here. Tell my kids I love them and just kill me now, please. Fuck. Oh, my God. Jeez. You're throwing a pussy on him. And he, shit.
Mm-hmm. But, like I said, we're still friends to this day.
I'm sure you are.
No, seriously. I haven't spoken to him in a while, but, you know, if I called him and, you know, told him I needed something or wanted something, he would, he would do it for me.
Have you met his boyfriend yet? What's so funny? What happened? What's so funny? I mean, wait. Something's wrong here. Let me explain what has happened to that poor soul. You ever see a movie or a TV show when animals attack?
Yeah.
What's the premise of it? The premise is they take some animal out of nature, they try to tame it, cage it, make him do circus tricks. The animal realizes he's an animal and fucks up that person. That's basically it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure. Let me ask you a question. He was raised by his mom, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Of course.
There it is. I knew he was
going to
say that.
Hey, of course. I don't need to say anything else. Thank you. You've answered my question.
Please elaborate, because what do you mean by when you say he was just raised by his mom? I mean, does that have
What I'm saying is that a woman can teach a boy right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A woman
can
teach a boy.
But
what she can teach him is to be more like a woman and do things in women, like, you know, being nice and kind and sweet and listening like a woman does. Paying attention like a woman does, doing all the, you know, doing those nice things, but not looking, like, not trying to get anything in return, just doing them because he's sweet, right? If Pops was around, Pop would have punched him in the chest and say, "What the fuck you doing? You got a fine ass woman trying to give you some pussy, and you motherfucker, get your ass up and get in that." But he didn't have that. What he had was, I'm a good listener. We can talk. We can take bubble baths together. I'll even go buy the ice cream you want so we can sit and hear stories of you complaining about bitch-ass guys like that Steve guy. I can't believe he's such a jerk. You know, that's what he's for. It's no wonder why he ain't fuck you. He didn't know how. He thought you was supposed to fuck him.
Well.
Okay.
Well, I just say it like this. We're still friends, and he's a good friend. You know, I've gotten over the part of wanting to be with him sexually because I know that's not going to happen, so I can accept the fact of him and I just being friends.
Has he ever had a girlfriend?
Yes.
And have you ever seen them, like, hugging or kissing or holding hands?
What with his girlfriend? Well, I never saw him with his girlfriend.
You can't ask that.
Because we were, it was a different thing. We worked together.
I'm sure he had pictures of her on his desk?
No.
Oh, so it's like a Manti Te'o thing where
he
made up the figment girl and is like, you know, Judy.
No,
you know,
he didn't have a desk. He didn't have a desk.
Well, hey, I can go to what is that place, IKEA, and go find a picture with a frame of a family or a chicken and myself and say that's my girlfriend.
Right, but see, it wasn't a point where we would talk about his girlfriend, because I never talked to him about guys. You know,
but y'all were best of friends.
Talking.
Remember, y'all were friends.
Right. No, I'm talking about before I just decided to settle in to accepting him as a friend. Now, grant you. Just being his friend. But grant you, I can understand.
Just getting a kick out of this.
Huh?
Yeah, no. When this show is over, I'm going to go hug my son and tell him, my God, you should have heard the bullshit I did. Oh, my God, can't be my son.
He's getting a kick out of this right now.
Yeah.
He's just getting a kick out of this.
Okay, well, I'm going to switch it up.
please do, because you are really fucking my chi up right now. You are fucking my shit all up. I came in all happy and shit, and you just want to ruin my night telling me about gay-ass cupcake motherfuckers ain't trying to fuck. Or, excuse me, nymphomaniacs.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, you know, there are some guys who...
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say
it. I'm not going to go there.
No, please. Hey, you teach the class. Some guys what?
No, there are some guys that you can't be friends with because that's what they have on their mind, basically wanting to have sex with you. So, therefore, it's not a good thing when you're in a relationship to have male friends as well as your mate having female friends, you know, if you're looking at it that way.
Oh, really? So that's what's in the streets. That is really interesting.
Well, that's the truth. Thank you. I mean, it's true because even though he didn't want to have sex with me, I still wanted to have sex with him. So, therefore.
Hey, look, of course you did. Why? Because he made you feel, gave you the same feelings that you would want to give as a woman. You just got hooked on the fact that out of all these jerks and assholes, he listens to me. And he remembers things. And he's so thoughtful. And he's so polite. And he's not trying. And look, and I'm sure you wore some tight-ass clothes and wore shit to make him say, damn, she got a fat ass. You did all that shit. And all he would do is look right past those sexy clothes right behind you so he can open that door and tell you how cute you were or talk to you. And that's what turned you on, is the fact that you were in love with another woman. Not a fucking man. I mean, golly. Hey, look, hey, no homo. I was like, man, that chick sounds sexy.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. I don't do women, but anyway.
Well, you were hanging with one, and you were kissing one. he, she.
Whatever.
Okay, look, I'm not the enemy here. Look,
I know, but I'm just saying, you know.
I would like to meet that motherfucker so we can tie him down and get a bunch of whores to ride him and shit, show him what he's missing out on. I don't think he. Matter of fact, maybe he ain't get no ass, because ass, when you get that first piece of pussy, you like, damn, this is the norm. You mean every one of them girls got the same thing? That's what happens.
They've had
but,
the same thing, but it don't feel the same.
Well, I'm not saying it does, but I'm just saying
right.
Once you put your thing in a hole, you want to put it in a bunch of holes of different ways, and that's all I'm saying. But apparently, I think he wanted his hole punched.
Wow. Well, anyway... Let's just move it right along. We're going to also...
Okay.
I mean, we can still talk about it, but, you know, it's no need in beating a dead horse.
I know. You're just going to be sleeping uneasy tonight. You're going to be tossing and turning bed. Damn.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not, because, I, you know, like I said, we're friends, and that's how I accept it. Now, if he
Does
is
he Bruno
she,
Mars?
He, Shem, huh?
Does he listen to Bruno Mars?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, hey, if you talk, hey, ask him did he watch the halftime show of the Super Bowl. If that motherfucker said yes, you'll have your answer.
Oh, I don't know what he watched during the football game, because I didn't watch the football game, and I was at home, and I imagine he was at home. I don't know.
I digress. We can move on. We know the truth.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back. Okay?
Hey, Jim. Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always to regret, yeah, I'm always to regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. And she stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Delicious Talk, bringing sexy back. And that was Mary J. Blige and Drake, Mr. Wrong. And tonight's guest is Steve the Dean, a sex coach and relationship coach, and we're getting it in this evening. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. Rhea and Jadino, do you have any questions or comments for our guests this evening? You guys are being awfully quiet over there. I don't want to have to come over there and get you all up out that chair. Do y'all have any questions or comments for Steve? I'm quite sure you do. Don't be afraid.
Yes,
he's going to answer
yes,
any questions. Okay.
I'm saying, like, father, some of the stuff he was saying, like not having female friends or male friends, as far as your wife or your woman. And to me, it's like, it don't matter to me because I'm going to be, like, taking care of my end. So what's the reason why she can't have male friends, or you suggest it?
Well, the thing is that most of the male friends want to fuck your woman.
Yeah.
Right, and it's not a thing of insecurity. It's not a thing of insecurity, but it goes back to the question I had before. What are those male friends giving you that I'm not? That I mean, because the thing is, I guess I've never had a woman friend like I explained before. But like for my wife, I know my wife gave me everything I need. That's why I gave her my last name, because she could fulfill everything I need where I didn't have to cherry pick off of this person, this person, this person. Now, I'm not saying my woman doesn't have male associates. Yeah, she works, so she's got to be around men. It's not like she's like, well, I can't talk to you. No, I'm saying that she doesn't have – there are no guys that call my house. Call my house at 9:30, 10 o'clock, be like, can we talk?
I'm with that.
Yeah.
I kind of want to piggyback off of that, if I may, Steve.
Yes.
We had a show one time, and I was actually when Ms. Delicious came back from break. I was going to kind of throw it back in there that, not to bring the male and see the opposite sex friends thing up again, it was something that you had said to me. You were joking with me and laughing because I said, hey, I had a male friend before. I did. But the thing about it was is that he did try me. So just to let you know, Gino, this was a dude that I felt like I could talk to. We could hang out. You know what I'm saying? We did. We used to go out, have our little drinks, smoke, whatever. We chilled. So I'm thinking this is somebody that I really can be one-on-one with as far as, like, I do with my girlfriends. Man, I'm having this kind of problem with this dude. Can you give me from a male perspective, I'm saying? And he would talk to me like that from that perspective. You see what I'm saying? But I had some juicy relationships I had back then, and so he started to see the interaction. And he one day just came out up with it and was like, yo, for real, I'm seeing these niggas, they keep coming back. And some of these are hard dudes. I'm just trying to figure out and find out. This is how he was talking to me. And my mouth just dropped open. And he was like, I'm just trying to find out. I'm trying to feel out what's going on. Why they keep coming back? And I'm like, what? But you my friend. So that shocked me. The second attempt with a friend was my husband, who I ended up marrying. And I thought we were just friends. He was not the type that I thought that I would be with. And then a couple years later, bam, there it was. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's just that I try to teach guys if they want mature relationships, not the relationships that we have nowadays where you're hanging out with somebody so long and so much that, like the host of the show, you start to become attracted to them. You start to become attracted to the things that they do that maybe your man doesn't do, or the vice versa. I could be sitting there in the kitchen with this is happy land fairy tale right here, but I'm hanging out with my friend that's a female, and my wife won't listen, or she does this and that, but then you're there listening to me. You'll sit there, you'll listen, you'll smile, you'll try to make things right, and then it'd be like, damn, man, that child.
That's cool. know,
yeah, but it's cool. It's cool. But then that cool and cool is going to turn into,
it's
like your girl here was saying,
exactly.
It's going to start to turn into something else. And I'm saying, look,
right.
I'm not saying as it's not. I'm not definitely not insecure. It's just a rule of thumb because I always believe it takes a thief to catch a thief. And all the shit, I've never been the friend on the side, but I've been the dildo and the dick in the bed with these women while they're talking to their men and the stories they tell.
Right.
I'm just saying that to be on the safe side, then you don't want to bring anybody in of the opposite sex because it might not be you. It might be her trying to hit on you. But sooner or later, there's going to be somebody that's going to catch feelings some way, somehow, unless she's unattractive to you. Other than that, somebody's going to catch feelings. Even if she's unattractive to you, you might be attracted to her. So, you know, either
right.
way. And that's all I'm saying. I just tell,
well,
like I said,
this,
I tell,
this is what I'm going to say, like a quick story real quick.
Yeah.
Me and my wife been married about 2 years, going on 3 years. And it's like guys that have been in her past that's still around. But when I say around, it's just like you said, they still in the hope thing. Because, like, Bama came and was like, I said, damn, you got somebody for her. You got a exterminator, you know. You got a plumber. You got somebody to know how to do the electrical work. So,
that's fine.
Funny
yeah.
thing that happened. That's what I'm saying. When you saying what you're saying, that's what it is. The guy came and fixed the computer. So, she had a small computer. Her son had, like, a big laptop.
Yes.
So, he took both of them out the house. And he took them and fixed them, and he brought them back. So she was upset. She was like, yeah, go give him this money. So I said, how much money is this? So she said, $50. So when I went to the door, I guess he was thinking she going to come to the door. I said, hey, man, come in. I said, come on in here. He's like, what's up? I said, yeah, I met you last time you came over here to pick them up. This is what she gave you right here. And when I handed the money out, he looked at my hand, and he looked at me. So he already knew. So when he took the money and left, I went upstairs. That's a hell of a technician you got there. He fixed all that shit for $50.
Mm-hmm,
what I
said. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
How long y'all was fucking?
Right. Well,
I got to come clean. He said I had to do what I had to do.
Right. No, and I understand that. And I'm just saying
that. But I'm
pretty
sure he was a friend. It was somebody you wouldn't think she would deal with, but she knew what she had to do to get. Because I'm like, ain't no way you fix two computers. They won't even look at him and geek saw us for $50. So
that's true.
He got all the software and everything, even though he ain't hitting it no more. And I told her that's because he's still in the hope that $50 is not a lot of money.
Hold on. Let me just ask this. So he was hitting it before?
Oh, yeah. She used to deal with him. Once he gave her $50 for two computers, I already said, yeah, so this ain't just somebody that fixed your computer. This is somebody that you used to deal with. So, I mean, but to me, that's money just back in my pocket.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that, and I teach my guys, because like I said, I've been married for 14 years, and I tell all my guys, happily married, no problems, no arguments, anything, that your wife is a representation of you, so she's got to handle and behave herself as such, just like you do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not, you're carrying, see, the thing is, and I tell men that's why they're royal, your last name should be royal. My father, since I was small, always told, you're Williams, you're Williams, you're Williams. Oh, hey, that's what we do because that's what Williams do. We're Williams. We're Williams. It stuck to a fact. Where, hey, look, I'm a goddamn Williams. And if you want my last name, which is an honor and a privilege that most women don't get because there's a lot of great things that come with this last name, you need to behave yourself as such, as if my last name is the most precious thing in the world because it comes with a lot of great things to it. So if you want to floss around and hang out with all these guys, that's why I always say powwows. See, if I were with my wife 15 years, so 15 years ago, if we would have been at the phase where I was like, you know what, I don't believe in that woman-man friend thing, and she's like, well, I have friends, then it would have been, well, you know what, we can just remain fucking if you want to, but this is as far as we're going. Because I believe you need to have these powwows of what is going to be in the next phase, and that's where a lot of relationships go wrong. They jump straight from dating to living together to the marriage, and they have never sat down and set expectations of the next level.
And those boundaries, yep.
Yeah, the boundaries and expectations, and that's one thing I teach my guys. We're going to talk. We're going to sit down, and I'm going to let you know, and you let me know, and if we can't come to an agreement, we will fall back. We will not move forward.
Absolutely. Now, that I agree with. Absolutely. And it's good that you caught that, DeGino, because I will tell you, there's some brothers out there that they're getting. He got the mechanic. He got the technician.
Dino left.
The mechanic fixed my car now, though. He married. I've been all over his house. He didn't need to have a loaner car. But, you know, that's what
but
I call it.
But he knows now. I think when he met you, the dream crashed. When he met you, you put that 50 in his hand, he realized it's never going to happen again.
It's done.
It's a wrap.
Right.
I met the baby daddy. So he's going to still keep coming over and do this and that. And I'm like, yeah, you done. You know you done, right? And I ain't even got to tell. He already knew. You know, man, he don't call. He's trying to make like, everything all right, everything going good. He don't do that no more because he already know everything all right, everything going good. So now you ain't got no bait to throw in the water and I'm going to try to strike up a vent. So.
Yeah, I hustle. I'm a hustle myself. And I know my woman had boyfriends before me. But like you, I know if the motherfucker can help me out on the side on something, I'm like, hey, baby, didn't you have a boyfriend? Because, you know, we talk and I know shit. I retain information. Baby, didn't you say you had a motherfucker that did that cable? You still got a motherfucker. I mean, that's the hustle. But that motherfucker don't know. Yeah. I mean, I can respect it. That's the hustle.
Because he's still, that's one thing about women. Whatever you put on men, if they weak, they're going to remember and they still want a glimpse of it or a whiff of it. So that's all you need, man. Mm-hmm. That don't offend me because I'm getting an upgraded cable box and all you got to do is see it again. You're ready to leave and I'm here. So,
I'm tearing that pussy
see you
up.
And I thank for all these extra channels. I don't like one guy like, man, I'm gonna be doing it. I say, cuz he might could get her back from you, but see, he's not gonna get her back from me. So that's what that never bothered me. Like when she met me, she said, "Dad, you don't go to the bar, hang with no guy. I don't hang with no guy. I'll be by myself."
Yeah.
Now I'm with
you,
so now it's gonna be me and you. So now your girlfriends, they all backing off and doing something else because they see you ain't gonna be able to do that no. You can go out, like I told you, go ahead, girls' night out. And I remember when I was young, I used to be petty. My girl would go out. I don't care if I went to the Safeway and sat in the parking lot. I was determined to come in the house after she came in the house just to be petty. Because they like, why your ass can't just sit in the house? Every time I go out, you got to go out there. What you doing is you got to worry about what I'm doing when I go out.
Right.
That's when I was young.
See,
man,
we don't even do that. And we don't even go there. I want to have a little – we don't even go there. With that girls' night out and all that stuff coming in late at night, a little night. That's when confusion starts.
Not on my land.
Like you still want to do that?
Not
on
my house.
Yeah. Hey. Look. Listen. I will tell you. You have every right to do what you want to do because you are an adult, and as
an adult
I am not your parent, and I can't tell you what you can. As a matter of people are shocked at me when my wife is like, if he wants to go to a strip club, he can go to a strip club. If he wants to stay out late, he can. I don't do it, but I know I can because I'm a goddamn man. But I don't do it because of respect for my wife, but I can't. I don't have to answer to a motherfucker. But if you want to have those pleasures and, you know, go to the bar and get hit on by younger men and have that fun, hey, you know what? Have the best time. But can I have that? Can you take that ring off real quick? Let me go get some soap, something to slide that motherfucking ring off. You take your ass on and have all the fun you want. Because I want a woman that has got all that out their system.
Right.
If you haven't got that out of the system, we can't do it. Because like I say, I've been fucking since I was 13. So I met her around when I was 28. So I was already done. I mean, I've done it all. So I had it out of my system. And that's why I always tell boys, they or not boys, but young men, they need to get fucking out of their system. So when they meet a woman, they can share that with her instead of looking. I mean, I'm a man. Yes, I look at women. I mean, God damn it, I'm a man. But I don't have that thought of, damn, if she gave me that pussy, I'm going to take that shit. I don't have that anymore. Because I look at them now and be like, man, that bitch ain't shit. That's what I say to myself now. These bitches ain't shit. She ain't shit. Look at her. She ain't shit. She ain't worth a ring.
But it's basically, it's a mind thing, something that you have to put in your mind.
Or a dick thing. The dick mouse.
Right, but when you have it in your mind, that's gonna control your dick.
but see, that's the problem with the guys in the beginning. See, if your mind controls your dick, that is the problem, because you can talk yourself out of just about anything. But when your dick is running things like it should be, by the time you say, should I, you already tapping her on the shoulder with your dick. Hey, excuse me. Can I talk to you for a second?
I know that's right.
Tapping her on the shoulder with your dick. Okay.
Yeah. My dick be like, man, let's go tap that bitch on the shoulder, man. Let's see if she can fuck it. Okay, let's go.
Well, then, like you had mentioned, a man who knows what he wants, and he wants to be with this only one woman.
Yes.
All the women in the world to him are all going to be just alike, because he has that one. So, therefore, if he can control that, the sort of, okay, I see this woman go tap on her shoulder with my dick, but I know I got a wife at home. What should come into that man's mind is, I have a wife at home, I'm going to keep my dick in my pants.
Okay, and this is going to sting a lot of women, and it's my hurt, ladies, so prepare yourself. If you're sitting down, stand up. If you're standing up, sit down, please. Your value is what he makes your value. And the reason he cheats on you, because he doesn't value you enough to want to be there and treat you with the respect that you deserve. Because in his eyes, it's like a car. It's like going to a car lot, okay? You go to a car lot, you see a pretty car. Smart man is going to lift the hood up and test drive it and do all the things. But some dumbasses just go off the looks. They look at the car, it's beautiful. I'm just going to buy, here's the money. Invest in the fucking car, drives the car off the lot, car breaks down. Or he's like, damn, I really didn't want this. It's so many problems, so many. And then he's like, well, there's another car across the street over there. Let me see if I can check that one out. What I'm saying is, when a man sees value in you, and his boys will co-sign this. When you talk to one of your friends, like, for instance, say I'll use Jade, isn't it? Say Jade and I were dating, and I told my boys, man, you know, Jade's pretty cool, man. You know, she's laid back. She this and that. And I say enough to Jay about Jay, they're going to co-sign and say, man, that's a cool chick. And a cool chick is a good chick that you want to be with, instead of we saying, well, you know what, when I was fucking Jay, man, I spread her ass cheeks open and I put my dick all in her face. You know, there's a lot of two conversations we're going to have. We're going to have the Jay that's cool chick, or Jay was just a piece of fuck me chick. And they'd be like, yeah, can I get on that set? I'm like, yeah, sure, you can try to get some of that pussy. But if Jay's the cool chick, then it's going to change. And that's what happened with me. When I found someone that was outside, my wife, and I'm not saying she's the only one, but she's the only one that I've ever met that was so far outside the box of normal women that I had to retire, because I've never met any woman like, it was just mind fucking boggling. And the best thing about it, the way she has been 15 years ago, she's still the same way now and has even improved. Can't, a matter of fact, what she hates the most, huh?
Is that where you got that 2% from? The
2%. Yeah, she's a 2%er. And the thing, she's really a 1%er, because I take out the gay women. That's one other one. But what I say is, far, I always tell her, I can't wait for us to grow old together. I see old people, like, I can't wait for you to get white. She's like, that's nasty. I'm like, no, because I'm going to be fucking you when we're 70, 80 years old. I can't wait. I look forward to it. That's what I'm saying. I look forward to us growing old together. Yeah, but that's where you get the 2%. Well, the 2% is really the 1%. You take out the lesbians. but it's really 1%.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to discuss Valentine's Day.
All right.
Oh!
Just let me walk this road of life with you. There's
got some lungs on her. That's Melvin Moore, Lean on Me. And like,
you
back
know the way she was screaming? Mm-hmm. When someone steps on my nuts, I kind of get to that octave. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Wow.
That should be hurting.
Whatever. We're back with Steve the Dean this evening. And like I said, if anybody have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. I see we have a caller with their hand up, so I'm going to bring this caller in really quick. Good evening, caller. Are you there?
Hi, how are you? This is Gigi. How is everyone tonight?
Fine, thank you. Do you have a question or comment for Steve the Dean or
absolutely,
comment?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier, Dean, that a man who is into his woman would not be interested in going outside of his relationship. So how do you feel about polyamorous relationships?
Oh, well, I feel, again, when you get from the relationship to the move-in together, that is something that you really need to let her know. Matter of fact, not even the relationship part, you need to let her know that between the dating and moving to the relationship phase. You need to be honest with her and tell her, look, this is who I am and this is what I like. And if she is fine with that, by all means, move to the next phases, because then she can never say, what the fuck you mean you want to fucking have some other bitches in this? You know, you avoid all that by your honesty before you move to the next level. And that's why it's so simple.
Okay, okay. But do you still feel that they wouldn't love that woman primarily, or do they love...
Well, that type of relationship is one where you love several women. I mean, am I correct? I mean, for the, you know, and that is a different type of relationship that has to be respected on the bounds of that kind of relationship. So it's not up to me who the guy loves. It's the woman having to agree with not being the only one being loved. She's got to agree that, hey, look, he's going to be tossing Judy around like a fucking pillow in the other room on Wednesdays, Stephanie on Thursdays, and Mary on Friday. And then he's going to come back and tell me he loved me on Monday. I got to be cool with that. Something they got to be cool with. Yeah.
That's not really what a polyamorous relationship is. That's more like swingers, but...
Yeah,
okay, well,
I'm
just... Okay, well, wait, having more than one... And we talking more than one wife?
More than one person in the relationship.
Okay,
and
more than one
can
person.
Be...
Okay.
That you love.
Yes.
Right, so that means, well, so if he's in love, I mean, what was that TV show on HBO where he had, like, three wives? What was that show?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Big Love.
But I'm just saying that you got to spend time with the one you love, unless you all go to sleep in the same bed together.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if he's smart, I'm going to fuck you on Wednesday, you Thursday, you Friday, and Saturday we'll flip a coin or spin a bottle and see who gets the dick on Saturday.
Sister Wives, that's the show.
Yeah, Sister Wives, yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's how they handle it there as well, because they have their own different bedrooms, and he's with one woman one night, and the next night with another one. You know, he goes around like that.
Yeah. So I have no problem with it.
Okay. Go.
Yeah, I'm just saying it just has to be honesty. You just, as a man, you don't say it while you put the ring on the finger after you're back from the honeymoon. This has to be discussed before we start the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
the boundaries have to be set, whether it's a swingers or
whatever it is,
whatever the relationship, you should have some type of boundaries being set, because if those boundaries are crossed, then feelings are going to get hurt, especially
mm-hmm.
if you didn't talk about it.
But I think the best thing for me is not to even get involved in it. I'm not saying, you know, anything against people who are involved in the different relationships they're in, swingers, polyamory, and different things like that. But just for myself, I don't share. I'm selfish, and, you know, that's how it is. And that's just how I am, but, you know, I don't have anything against how other people do their relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Like you said, if you don't set boundaries, even sometimes when you do set boundaries, they can things can go wrong. Because you never know when you go to work, or, you know, if your husband doesn't work and he's home with the other woman, or if you're having a menage a trois, you set all these boundaries, then he ends up going behind your back being with that woman. Mm-hmm. Then next thing you know, he's gotten her pregnant or whatever.
Or her going against her word. Then that's when you're going against the boundaries that you have set.
Right, that's
well,
what I'm saying.
Well, then somebody's
going to
get fired.
Even if you do set boundaries,
oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
They're not necessarily that they're going to follow them is what I'm saying. Because
well, but, okay,
you can set
but
all
it's
the
like
boundaries
a,
you
let's think
want.
About your job. But
right,
let's think about your job
what?
For a second. If you had a job and you were working for me, well, matter of fact, no, I'm working for you, and your rule of your job is, hey, you got to be here at 8 o'clock. And I keep showing up at 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock. You're gonna fire my ass because that's the rule.
Right.
That's the agreement that we made when I signed that contract to say I'm going to get paid by you. And it's the same thing in a relationship. If you break the – see, in a relationship, the sad thing about it is the relationship is not more like a business partnership because the relationship, there's no threat of you getting your ass fired and kicked out.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Right. And I agree
thus
with that.
Thus, goes into Valentine's Day.
What happens is you'll have some people that will say, you know, I don't want you to do this. This is my limitations on my end. And then the other person is giving their limitations, and you go across their limitations, but you expect them to respect what you're saying within your boundary. And that's, no, you can't do that. No. Absolutely.
That's why
not.
You have to have the powwow. It's important. I always tell my guys, that's one thing I did. And, again, I'm not saying my relationship is the end all. But I'm just saying that I've got 14 years in this thing, and you can have something greater or better, but these are the steps that I took.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Well, we can go on to the Valentine piece, right?
Yeah, because not unless the caller has any more questions or comments. Do you have any more questions or comments, Gigi?
No, that was it. Thank you.
All right, dog.
Yeah, and
so
you
can
talk to Gigi on the 1-900
well,
Trinidad
well,
because she sounds like a porn star. I'm just playing, Gigi. I know, 1-900. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I came up here. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk
just don't put
about
that on your resume, Gigi. Okay.
We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. Now, Steve, explain to us why no, women or men should not get gifts on Valentine's Day. And just what is this whole hoopla about Valentine's
the
Day?
The most selfish day for you women to show that you ain't shit, basically. It is a day where if the man does not give you something, he's in trouble because TV and Matrix have made it that way. It's a day that, like I said before, turn on the TV. What the fuck do we men get? What commercial do you see for Valentine's Day that is catered to a man? Zero. All you see is buy her, give her, do for her because of what? A hole no bigger than the fucking size of a quarter? Maybe a 50-cent piece for some of you women. But but what I'm saying is this. It's a made-up holiday. Matter of fact, one of the greatest things that my wife told me is that she said, Christmas is for kids, and don't you ever buy me anything for Valentine's Day. Matter of fact, when we have kids, we'll buy them something for the show. We love them. But don't you buy me anything for Valentine's Day. Nothing. Because I don't want you to feel like you're forced in a box, that you got to show me your love on this one day because society
one
kills
day.
Me. Right.
Right.
My thing
well,
is...
Well, let's say 2 days because, remember, you have Sweetheart Day, too. You know there's Sweetheart Day.
Man, I don't know anything about that bullshit. I don't
that's
do that.
In
what
May,
the fuck
isn't
is
it?
A Sweetheart Day? What is that? I know I heard of Baby Mama Day, but I don't know about fucking
well,
Sweetheart Day. What is that?
Sweetheart Day,
sweetheart
that's
day.
In May, Jade?
I think it's in the fall sometime. But
I think it's in May.
But the thing about it is, it it almost replicates Valentine's Day if you really look at it when it's being celebrated.
Yeah, well, let me tell you about Baby Mama Day. It's the day after Mother's Day for those who have all them damn kids from them unwed husbands. Anyway, I'm just saying, I'm not getting you anything because you know what? When I go places, I know my wife's favorite fresh break apricot bread is 45 miles into town. I'll drive every other Saturday and get that for her. I know she loves unsweet tea from Starbucks. I'll go get that. If I'm in Kroger's or the grocery store shopping and there's a Starbucks, I'll take a second and get her unsweet tea just because. I know she likes seared tuna. She loves the ahi tuna salad, whatever that nasty shit is. But you know what? If I'm around and I'm close by, I'm going to get it for her just because. I don't need any thank you or return. It's because I love to see my wife smile. I love her smile. But,
okay, well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
If there were commercials on television showing where the woman should get this for her man, get that for her man, how would you feel about that? Or are your feelings still the same?
You know what? Daddy's the only one that loves you. Don't buy shit for that man. As I tell every guy, think about that. You're better off throwing your money in the fucking fireplace. Think about all the money you have wasted, all the money and all the women you have wasted your money on. Just like Christmas. Oh, and ladies, I haven't told anybody. I was going to say this for my other show, but I would tell y'all now. On February 15th, go to your local stores and see the women in line trading in all that shit that they didn't really want from that guy to get that money. You just do that. Mm. Just like Christmas, it's the same thing with Valentine's Day. Y'all ain't shit, man. I tell you, man. Y'all terrible, man.
Oh. Well, you know, Valentine's Day to me basically is another day because you're supposed to love your partner and show them that 364 days out of the year, regardless of what you do, you can tell them, you know, that I love you, give them little cards, you know, just things every day or every other day. You may set aside a week when you do something for your partner. Don't wait until Valentine's Day to give this person candy, this, that, and then things that they really don't even want. You see what I'm saying? And don't appreciate it. So not only your feelings getting hurt, everybody's feelings are hurt on Valentine's Day when it's supposed to be a day of caring, sharing, loving, and all this old crazy stuff.
you know, and I will say, I'm going to say this. I'm going to just throw this out there because I haven't even said this on my show, but I'm going to put it out here. Y'all know me as like the love coach and the sexologist. I will tell y'all, I've been with my husband, it's 18 years in a couple months. And I will tell you this, we don't celebrate it. And I've had people say to me because we don't celebrate, oh, well, y'all been together for a long time. Y'all, you know. And it's like, no, we just don't. It's celebrated for what? I don't want his ass spending look, if you go online to Flowers and Fancies, you will see 150, 200. They're pretty as shit. But these flowers, don't spend that kind of money. We can pay a bill. We can go buy some shoes for the boys or something.
Absolutely.
So just my thing is just no. I don't do it. We don't do it in this household. So I when Steve was talking about that, I said, well, damn, at least that's something I can relate to the brother with because we don't do it. You know,
and we're happy. We're so. But see again. I try to teach guys, and women hate me for this, of course, but I try to teach guys, if you can just unplug yourself from the bullshit that you see, read, or hear, and just take this pill, I can unplug you. I can make you into Neo and send you back in, and you can clean the fuck up. You don't have to. Look, it's not your job to buy women stuff on Valentine's Day. Look, if I can give a gift basket at all, what was the name of your friend that you didn't want to fuck? What's his name?
Who, me?
He is not putting his name out on live TV.
No, let's say his name is Rob.
I'm not
going to
put his name out there like that.
Let's just call him Rob or whatever, or let's call him Fruit Booty. Let's call him Fruit Booty. Look, if
no,
I can
give... No, we're not going to call him that.
All right, let's call him Francois. If I can give a basket, a thank you basket, all the Francois out there that are taking women out to eat, spending all that money just to get a hug, then they come home and fuck guys like me. I wish I could do – ladies, I'm telling – ladies, this is how it used to go. What are you doing? I'm not doing anything. Well, I want to go out for Valentine's Day. Oh, well, sure. If you want to go out, go ahead and go to your Rolodex, spin it, grab one of those guys, and let them take you out. And then when you get done eating and you want some dick, call me. And she said, oh, I hate you. I can't believe you said that. I'm not that kind of woman. And then guess what? In the middle of the day, that later on the night, I'm probably playing video games or something. Don't judge me because I don't drink or smoke. This is my alcohol and my drugs, my video games. So I'm sitting there fucking playing my games. You'll call me because you excuse yourself from the table. What you doing? Nothing. What's up, man? How's that pussy doing? Oh, no, no, I'm okay. Oh, you go crazy. I'd be like, well, wait, what you doing? You with that guppy motherfucker? Yeah. Well, look, why don't you do this? Have you ordered anything? Well, we're at the appetizer. Why don't you order me a steak? You sure? Do you want some potatoes on the side? Yeah, that's cool. Go ahead and bring that shit home so I can fuck the shit out you and shit. Okay, you so crazy. All right. And then she'll hang up with me. Then she'll call her girlfriend up. Girl, I need you to call me in about 15 minutes. And just hang up, and I'll handle it from there. And she'll go sit down with that gump, and she'll sit there and act like she really cared. And the phone ring. Hello? What's wrong, Mom? What? Okay. Oh my God, Mom, okay. And she's like, we can finish this. And can we take that to go, please? And you're like, oh, sure. Oh, I hope everything's okay. Oh, it is. Well, thank you for tonight. That was very sweet of you. A little peck on the cheek or a half hug, or she'll touch his leg or some bullshit. That nigga running off doing the Toyota jump, and she's coming back to me cooking that shit up while I'm eating it from behind while she's frying my food up. That's how my 4-year February 14th used to go.
Mm.
Don't judge me. Don't judge
me. I'm not
judging. That's how it was. Every February 14th, somebody was bringing me some home, and I was fucking them. I'm not taking you out. And if I was nice, I would pick a dandelion. Like some of you women will keep a keepsake of us.
Yeah. No,
and
no,
these
you're
guys
right,
don't understand
right.
That. They'll go to your house, and they'll see that wilted-ass flower in some book or somewhere. They're like, damn, they don't even think about where it came from. Came from a motherfucker like me that pulled that shit out of the goddamn ground and said, here you go. And you cherished that shit like it was a little baby. You kept
it. You got them even having the trophy jersey or T-shirt. That, come on.
Yeah, the one you wore when he fucked the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Still got the cum stains on it and everything.
Oh, Lord. And his body scent and everything.
Hey, when you wake up in the morning, you yawn, you get to the top, and you just sniff that mug like a Febreze commercial. You just be sniffing on that shit.
Wow.
They'd be like, damn.
Oh, my God.
I remember he pulled my hand, smacked my ass. Damn, that shit was good. No, this is a jersey. This is a jersey I got from my friend Francois, who passed away. I don't know where he went, but he accidentally on purposely just left. And, you know, he left me this jersey, and I care about him. I'm on my period, and I'm sorry. And, you know, that's bullshit.
Whatever.
Well, you know, that's my take on Valentine's Day, like I said. My take on Valentine's Day is, and as a matter of fact, his birthday is Valentine's Day, but anyway, my take on Valentine's Day is...
Damn!
check, please.
No. I'm just saying, listen, his birthday is February the 14th, but not to say, I didn't go into it like that. Because, number one, I'm not – if I'm going to do something for somebody, it's not a special occasion like Christmas and all that kind of stuff. If I'm going to do something for you, it's because it's coming from my heart, and that's what I want to do. You know,
right.
Don't
how
have
much,
to
how much, how much did it cost?
How much did what cost?
Richard Simmons popping out of that pink cake for Valentine's Day. You go get it. You work.
Whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
saying, but for real, all joking aside, I believe in, you know, if you care for somebody, you don't have to do things for them for Christmas and Valentine's Day, even their birthdays, for real, because, you know, birthday is just the day that you was born, and, you know, be thankful when you can have another one. But, you know, if you want to give somebody something, say, like a week before their birthday, just for appreciating or something like that, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, people get hung up on holidays, birthdays, this, that, you know, all that stuff like that, which are all these things are man-made, you know, celebrating this, celebrating that. When I used to work in the hospital, every time you turn around, they were celebrating this, celebrating that, celebrating this, celebrating St. Patrick's Day, celebrating Sadie Hawkins. Mm-hmm. I mean, just all these different things. I just can't get with that.
I know on Valentine's Day now, like, everything turning commercial. So, like, now you got to get your sister a card and your aunt a card. And everybody. I'm like, nah, you should just be your girl. But now they done turned that, you know, they see where they can make money off of it. So they got Valentine's Day card for your aunt and all that kind of stuff. And then they blow your Facebook page up.
Yeah,
well, I got dick in a bunch of cars. I'm all out of cars, so you had this dick. I'm sorry to donate the cards.
I did Valentine's Day because I never done it before, and I like being flamboyant. So I went up on my wife, y'all, because the year before I did one of those stupid-ass edible whatever going click in the box for $19, and they didn't even find a job, so they didn't never bring the shit up there. And then everybody on the job got roses, and I'm looking like, yo, the asshole. But I end up doing something else. So I said, she wanted to talk about that. So I said, I got something for you this year. So she wasn't looking for it. I came up to her job with wings on. I had the whole outfit on. I had the balloons. I had all that. That's not something I do every year. But I knew that would make her happy. But like you said, it's like a hard, it's like a waste of day because I do it every day anyway. I'm always doing something crazy, but I said, okay, since they botched my last year's gift, I'm gonna make up for all of them in the next ones to come because they still talking about that. Your husband coming up here again with them wings on? He gonna have all them? Because everybody was shocked. They was like, she worked for Verizon, so when I was walking to her job, the people were like tapping on the window like, this nigga got wings on. He got wings on. He's wearing wings. So they ain't never seen nothing like that. So I thought that was funny. I got a kick out of it. Take pictures with everybody. So,
this year you should dress up as a handyman like your boy was, knock on the door and be like, hey, you said you had something to be fixed. You said that computer's broken.
I'm gonna be able.
Give me the
$50. Able with the cable.
Yeah, able with the cable, and you give me my $50. Let me show you what I can
get
with the cable.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking of something crazy to do anyway. But I used to say the same thing you did. I would see him and say, "Hey, you want to come over and blow this big black candle out?" Maybe
there
like,
you
oh,
go.
That's it. But that's what they wanted. So
that's what they wanted.
That was a
yeah.
Long
you,
time
hey, ago. You can wear the assless chaps and shit. I think your wife would like that.
No, I don't. I'm just not wearing nothing.
With the hard hat and said, "Well, you got to knock on the door, man. You can't be naked in front of your own house."
Yeah, yes, I can. I do it now. Okay. I take the trash out like that. I know I just walk in and come back in real quick. They'd be like, "Oh, man." I'm like, "I ain't going to use out here, sorry."
Yeah, I got some cable to put down. Where you want me to lay this pipe?
Talk, Shelly.
Okay.
Wow. Well, Steve, let everybody know how they can get in touch with you, where they have to go, and, you know, stuff like that.
All right. Well, again, I really appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all sitting back and chopping it up.
We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, let's give him a great big round of applause.
Woo!
Okay, let's give him a great big round of applause.
All right.
Thank you, and I want to thank Strage, wherever you are out there. Richard Simmons is looking for his underwear, but you can go to themanmindset.com. I'm finally, my old rickety 42-year-old ass is finally catching up with the Twitter thing, so and next I'll be jumping on Instagram. I don't know why y'all fuckers like that bullshit. But y'all can go to themanmindset.com and join my Twitter feed. I feel so gay
you're
saying that shit. Straw Jay, close your ears, Straw Jay, if you're listening.
Wow. Okay, Jay, do you have any closing remarks?
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I love the show. We had a fun time this evening. Join us tomorrow on Erotic Talk Radio, me and Miss Delicious. We're going to be kicking it back with Daddy Devane. So come hang out with us.
That's tomorrow at 9 p.m. or over there on Erotic Talk Radio.
Eastern time.
Rhea, do you have any closing remarks?
Very entertaining.
No. Okay, Jadino.
Yeah, I want to say I was just liking this evening. I got a lot of information to use to my advantage, and a lot of real men out there probably going to be
late. Let me, hey, Dino, I'm going to give you some game. Let me throw you some match. Let me give you, because I did this last week. Dino, let me tell you what to do. Check this out. Do this.
All right.
All right, check this out. This is how you gonna fuck the game up. I think I told Jade about this. I'm gonna teach you how to fuck the game up for everybody on Valentine's Day, you about to fuck the game up, and you gonna ruin Valentine's Day for everybody in the restaurant, and you gonna be the motherfucking man.
Get your crayon out, Gino.
You gotta write this down, because I'm gonna give you some ism, and I want you to do this on Valentine's Day, and I want to know how it went, because when you do this. You're going to be the motherfucking man. Every woman is going to envy you. Every man is going to be jealous of you. And your woman's going to feel like the most important motherfucker in that whole restaurant.
Okay.
And this is from good men who have good women. All you guys, don't be doing this shit for no ain't shit woman. Don't be doing this bullshit. She'll be like a cat with milk. You'll never get rid of her. So, all right. So you ready, big dog?
I'm ready.
All right. I want you to do is I want you to get some roses. Does your woman like teddy bears or anything like that? Does she like stuffed animals, or what are some of the things she like?
She pretty much likes flowers and money, you know, shit. But she like I'm like real artsy, so she like when I make stuff. But,
okay, well, you know what? Okay, cool. Well, here you go. What I want you to do is I want you to make something. I want you to have the roses. I want you to make something. And get some balloons. Those three things.
There you go.
And whatever you make, I want you to wrap that up. Just wrap it up. Package it up nicely, okay?
Right.
And what I want you to do, and I want you to find a restaurant that's going to be packed. And make the reservations to that restaurant. Make sure that is a popular restaurant where there's going to be a fucking waiting list, and it's going to be jam-packed with a bunch of thirsty ass guys who ain't gonna get no ass, because guys like me gonna be fucking their women. That's the place I want you to go.
Okay.
And what I want you to do that afternoon before you take her out at lunchtime, you take your lunch break, bring all of that stuff to that restaurant and go speak to the manager. Say, look, I want to know what waiter I'm gonna have or whatever. And I want you to put this in the refrigerator and put this back. And what I want my waiter to do, when I ask for dessert, every 5 minutes, I want you to bring one item out by itself, one at a time. And what's going to happen is, so you're going to be at the eating dinner and everybody. See, all the women are going to get all their stuff early in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be showing off
before
and all that other bullshit.
Before the restaurant.
Yeah. All they're going to be getting all that before the restaurant. So right now you're sitting in the restaurant with your woman, and it's packed. Everybody, you know, guys, you know, cupcaking and all that bullshit, fruit booty and shit, trying to vibe with that pussy. Yeah, but you just chill. Y'all going, you know, you're going to chill with your woman. But then you ask for dessert. When he brings out the first item, all eyes on her. You know women love that attention. All the women going to be like, oh, my God, that is so sweet. And then they're going to look at their motherfucking guys like, why didn't you think of that? And all the guys going to be like, oh, shit. I'm not going to get no ass now. And then the second items will come with it. It's going to be the balloons. And someone went, oh, my God, he's so – Mike, I got to fuck him. Oh, my God, he is so – that's all they're going to be talking about, because all eyes are going to be on you. You're just going to be sitting there like, I've been there before. You're like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm a bad motherfucker. And then the roses to seal the deal. And when the guy walks in with the roses, you get up out your chair, you grab the roses, you hand them to her and kiss her on her cheek, you sit down and let it marinate. And every woman is going to think you are the baddest motherfucker in that whole restaurant. The guys are going to be jealous of you. And as you're walking away, this is the key. Every woman is going to look at your wife like, oh, God, it's so, you got such a nice man. Oh, you have such a great man. And she's going to be on cloud nine. She's mm-hmm. And trust me, she's never mm-hmm. had a man do no shit like that. And that's some game I'm giving you. It's rare that you see that shit. Think about all the Valentine's yeah. dinners you've been to. Have you ever seen that shit happen? No. I'm giving you some game, dog. Do that shit
right.
And watch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You're going to be a smooth motherfucker.
I
want
to throw something out there real quick that we did not discuss that yes. women do also that, Dean, I don't think that you talk about on your show. But, you know, when we talked about earlier, real quick, Ms. Delicious, when we talked about earlier about how these girls be getting all of these roses and shit at their job, you do realize that there are several girls that paid for that shit themselves.
Oh,
for their
of course.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to throw that out there real quick because this show was that good. I said, let me just throw that out there real quick.
Yeah. Right. Like I told you before, earlier in our show, that's the competition. It's mm-hmm. it's showing them yeah. that they have somebody even though they don't have anybody, you know?
Exactly.
It's the,
yeah, they don't want to be left
to
out.
Because when you talked about the competition, I didn't get to throw that out there yet. You know, you was getting excited on me.
Yeah, oh yeah, I love that shit. Here y'all bitches be cat fighting over that dick.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I meant penis.
Well, dick, whatever.
Talk radio. We enjoyed ourselves.
This was a very good show, and you know, bringing sexy back for the mature listener audience, you know, and our subject matter is sexual, but it's not limited to other social topics. We discuss relationships, current events, and issues relevant to everyday life. We appreciate you, our listening audience, for your questions and comments. And if you have a topic you'd like for us to discuss or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. or either of my co-hosts, that's Rhea at RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. That's RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. Or Jadino Blasco, that's JDINOBLASCKO@gmail.com. In the subject line, type topic or guest. We're here every Wednesday from 10:30 p.m. for your listening pleasure. And sometimes we're here for an hour to 2 hours, depending on the topic. And tonight's topic was definitely juicy because we've gone far beyond 2 hours. And, yeah, and our special guest. And tune in every first Friday, which will be this Friday coming up. We're going to have open topic, and we're going to have some juicy topics to discuss. That's this Friday, every first Friday of the month at 11 p.m. And the last Friday of the month at 10:30 p.m. is when I have my musical show where I play slow jams, house music, or happy hour. And that's from music I play from the 50s on up. And Sunday at 7 p.m., you have got to stop by Gail's Blues Joint for some blues and sassy music. Remember, bringing sexy back does not mean you've lost your sexy. Bringing sexy back is a state of mind and how you perceive yourself. Thank you, Rhea. Thank you, Jade. Thank you, Jadino. And a special thank you out to Steve for being here tonight. And my listening audience, and I'm sorry I didn't have the chat room open tonight because, like I said, my computer was acting crazy and I didn't want to lose anybody. So if you wanted to tune into the chat room, I'm sorry you didn't get in there tonight. But everybody have a wonderful rest of the evening. Take care. Be kind to somebody, everybody. And love you guys. See you here Friday, 11 p.m.
All right.
And everybody have a good evening. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Everybody have a good evening.
Thank you. Good night.
My Nana got the best radio show on the Internet.